Hey, Chiefs fans, I'm Rachel Sanchi, filling in for BJ Kissel today at Chiefs Training Camp presented by Mosaic Life Care. It's Saturday, August 2nd, and I'm joined by Chiefs former long snapper Kendall Gammon to bring you a special teams edition of your daily practice report. Kendall, what were your thoughts on practice today?
Well, it was very crisp. The fact that it was 81 degrees out here, not much humidity, so you could get a lot done. Now, that being said, I think every once in a while you'd like it to be hot so you can see how the guys, how they operate when they're under a little bit of stress with the heat and everything. But very, very good in general.
Now, there's lots of competition right now between Ryan Succop and Cairo Santos. Tell me about that kicker battle.
Well, today you saw Ryan take the day off and just Cairo kick for him and did a nice job. I don't think he missed anything. But, you know, as Dave Tope said, that's a real battle. And either way, one of those kickers is playing here and the other one's playing somewhere else. And, you know, iron sharpens iron and they're just getting really, really focused. It's interesting to watch.
There's a lot of talk about Cyrus Gray on special teams. What have you seen from him?
You know what? I think he's doing a good job on the offense. He really kind of broke out playing as a running back today, and I bring that up because even though that's not special teams, he has to show there as well. He was a four-core special teams guy last year. They would expect him to do the same this year. When I talk about four-core, it's punt return, kickoff return. So he's a big part of that. But again, you've got to show in the other position as well.
Some of the guys last year, Marcus Cooper, Ron Parker, they've had a big impact on special teams, but they might be elevated now to starters. What do you see happening with them on special teams, and if they aren't in that role anymore, who do you see filling in?
Well, Rachel, you're right on, because you've got Hussein Abdullah, Ron Parker, Marcus Cooper. These were guys last year that were four core special teams guys, like I just spoke about, and now if they're starting this year, they might only play one special team. Andy Reid, head coach, does a great job of allowing Dave Tobe to have starters on one special team, but not four, because you obviously don't want to tire them out for either their offense or their defense. So if that's the case, then people like Daniel Sorensen, Philip Gaines, Chris Owens, you know, your linebackers as far as Nico Johnson, James Michael Johnson, people like that, they have to step up and make plays, not only on the offense or defensive side of the ball, but maybe more importantly on the special teams, because they're the guys that fill in for it. And then, you know, the one guy who I think is just fabulous, not only on the offensive side of the ball, but has a chance to help on that four-core side of things, is Albert Wilson, this wide receiver out of Georgia State. He seems to have Velcro on his hands, and he's doing the right thing. I think they will want to get him in the game, watch him return punts, do things of that nature. And if so, you've got, you know, potentially a steal as a free agent.
Wilson has had a great camp, but alongside of him is also DeAnthony Thomas. What have you seen from him? He had a great touchdown catch today. He's been doing awesome things. Talk about him.
Well, he's doing a really good job, and the fact that he's comprehending everything with the quarter system from Oregon. He wasn't able to be here for all the OTAs. Mitch Holthus, the voice of the Chiefs, talks about it all the time in terms of he's having calculus and geometry and honors English and everything thrown at him all at one time, and he's doing a spectacular job. And certainly, if you look and listen to practice, you see Eric Bieniemy and me, the running backs coach, on him a lot, getting him ready, because come opening day, that first play, I mean second play, whatever it is, he's going to be involved. He's a part of the offense this year.
Okay, now, of course, we have to talk about long snapping. Yeah. We've seen Cush, Kelsey, and Sherman taking some snaps. What have you seen from them, and has anyone stood out?
Well, I'll say this. I think Thomas Gafford is safe in the number one spot. That's for certain. I'm kind of playing with that a little bit. But the big thing is Dave Tobe is preparing for an emergency. When it comes down to it, you generally have one guy on the team that can long snap. The other guys are just trying to get a clue, and so you're having different people audition. So if something just catastrophic happened where a long snapper couldn't finish the game, at least you can get out there and get through it and figure out what you're going to do the next week. So it's just one of the little things. You work on each and every little thing. No detail is too small in training camp.
Thank you, Kendall. Kendall Gammon, I'm Rachel Sanchi. Stay tuned to kcchiefs.com for more news and info from St. Joe.
65 toss power trap.